The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The problems with an ever-expanding billion-song universe is, first, nobody has the time to pick through it all to find out what to include in his or her personal playlist. That's why you have people like me to do the curating for you, because people like me have too much time on our hands. The second problem with so much music is that it's increasingly inevitable that two or more songs are going to sound similar. And when there's a lot of money riding on it, like in the case of Robin Thicke losing a $7.3 million lawsuit to the estate of Marvin Gaye, or the band Spirit losing their claim to the riff from Zepp's Stairway to Heaven, who are you going to call? Well, forensic musicologist Peter Oxendale. Does that sound like a great gig or what? The former glam rocker lives in a penthouse overlooking the English Channel, but his job isn't all glam and lifestyle. He takes on about 450 cases a year with thousands and thousands of pounds hanging in the balance. The duty of care is quite terrifying, he admits. In the Americas, we have Joe Bennett, dean of the Boston Conservatory at Berklee College of Music. He says he's been analyzing music since he was five, picking out Beatles tunes with one finger on the piano, and learning by ear, a skill which he turns to in deciding between two works and if there's a case for copyright infringement. Society has become enamored by the romantic myth of creativity, he explains. Often for songwriters, that's how it feels emotionally. But allowing yourself to be influenced by a song, not just copying the chords, lyrics, and melody, is perfectly fine. I mean, isn't that what songwriting is? Meanwhile, back across the pond, Peter Oxendale may or may not be giving testimony in another high-profile case involving Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud and, once again, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Here's a taste of the two back-to-back.
Let's get it on.
Ah, man.
Let's get it on.
Let's love, baby.
Let's get it on.
Sugar, let's get it on.
Woo-hoo. So honey, now
man, can you imagine how many wedding DJs are going to be mixing those back-to-back as The Last Dance? So what do you think? Personally, I think Ed should comb the hair out of his ears, and everybody should just stop trying to sound like the late, great Marvin Gaye. My name is Cal Coat. As always, this program offers music that's fresh and original. From Benninghove's Hangman and the album Pineapples and Ashtrays, here's some creeptastic surf noir to get this tour rolling. It's Astronete from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back.
kaikilta saaren synkän sopukoilta, meren kuiman kuulen teiltä. Katsoi länteen itähän, katsoi auringon ylitse, kysyi tuulelta idästä sarastuksen tuolta puoleen. Illan synkeän sylissä, eipä tuuli tuonutkaan, kulkenut käsissä auringon.
Tinato from Vilma Timonen Quartet from Finland, and the album is called Drops. And she plays, if you heard kind of like a dulcimer or a zither instrument in there, in Finnish music, that is called a kantele. And that's what she plays, and they're a fusion band and put together some real mesmerizing stuff. Before that, Benninghove's Hangman from New York City, and a little bit of bossa and a little bit of, as I say, creeptastic surf noir. They're an instrumental band, and that's their claim to fame. That was Astronete. So do you have a chance to think about whether Ed Sheeran was ripping off Marvin Gaye or not? I hope I wasn't too hard on Ed. Obviously, both are very talented singers. The groove is pretty darn similar. I don't know about the rest, whether it's a copyright infringement or not. But just drop us a line at the contacts page at worldbeatcanada.com and let me know if you think different. From Toronto comes Turbo Street Funk and their new album Momentum. They're a brass and guitar outfit. And this is If I Think Twice from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back. fake smile upon the faces left behind. I felt the nights of life in Amsterdam, and the breezes of Brazil keep close the memories I know. To see that one quick smile, never thought I'd see it change. I'll brave the midnight drives to Montreal, as long as I'm with you.
October 27th at Unity of Vancouver, 5840 Oak Street. For Simrit, singing is not a performance. It's a sacred worship of the divine. Her voice, her music, and her teaching reflect this devotion, which seems to come from her so effortlessly. It won't take long after the music begins for you to realize that this isn't your average chant and world music concert. From the transporting sounds, the high-frequency vibe, the world-class musicianship, and Simrit's mesmerizing voice, get ready for liftoff. October 30th at Presentation House Theatre, a Cap Folk and Roots Series concert. What happens when a classical guitarist from Cape Town, South Africa, discovers the kora, the 21-string African lute, a delicate and breathtaking new art form that is bringing Malian kora music to new audiences worldwide. Based on the music of such well-known West African griots as Tumani Diabaté, Balake Sissoko, and Ali Farka Touré, Derek Gripper spent an agonizing amount of hours transcribing their music and many others for the classical guitar. The result is a combination of European classical music, avant-garde Brazilian works, Cape Town folk styles, and Indian classical music. Sounds interesting. November 4th at the Grosvenor Theatre at the K. Meek Centre, 1700 Mathers Avenue in West Vancouver, mixing the music of her native Mali with strains of rock, blues, jazz, and American roots music, multi-instrumentalist Rokia Traore was named Africa's most inventive singer-songwriter by The Guardian, and she'll be performing there on November 4th. Our very special guest coming up later this hour on World Beat Canada is Simrit. Be prepared for an enchanting interview and some mesmerizing music. Our home base, Vancouver, is the place. 98.3 Roundhouse Radio, that's CIRH Radio in Vancouver, roundhouseradio.com. Tanga, straight ahead. My name is Cal Cote.
Dale, abre tu corazón, así se siente, deja. step on toes. We banish it for forbidden love. All these things that I'm talking of, with my hand on your back, subtle with that. Mouth from Quebec, my lips on your neck. Create a kiss, sweet to the beat as this. Your breast against my chest, whisper call me Shay. Handsome as a young Hemingway. Slip you out of your dress and slowly caress in a thigh down to your knees as I see the van circulate sex in a cool breeze. First we'll tease, then we'll please. After smoke, the hidden stash of hash that customs didn't see.
Baila esta canción, no digas que no sé que tú lo necesitas. Dale, abre tu corazón, así se siente.
Quiero bailar contigo y escucha tu voz, hace que pierda el sentido. Demuéstrame que tú tienes ritmo para mí. Yo quiero sentir lo que tú quieres sentir. Bailemos pegaditos para ver qué es lo que pasa. Y si llega la noche, ponle bomba a esta mulata.
A mí me gusta cómo bailas tú, cómo tú mueves tu cadera. A mí me gusta cómo tú osas y en la forma en que tú te meneas. Quiero tener otra noche contigo, sentir tu cuerpo rozando el mío. Quiero tocarte, quiero besarte y susurrarte al oído.
Baila ahora esta canción, no digas que no sé que tú lo necesitas. Dale, abre tu corazón, así se siente. Deja que te entre la emoción. Baila ahora esta canción, no digas que no sé que tú. Dale, abre tu corazón, así se siente. Deja que te entre la emoción.
Make it in Tanga. You've discovered
Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
Yeah!
We'll be right back.
The new album is called Orange. Bet you can't find anything to rhyme with it. That's Mr. Power. He's from the Caribbean side of Venezuela. And that was Palente Patras. And before that, Tanga from right here in Vancouver. And a shout out from them and the Dancehall Mambo. Time for your touch of the familiar. And it comes to us from an album on 6 Degrees called Backspin. And it takes some of global music's finest artists and has them reinterpret some of their favorite pop and rock songs from the last little while. Kirsch Calais is the preeminent pioneer of something he calls tablatronics, which incorporates Indian traditional drumming and electronics. And he has chosen to cover a great tune by The Police from an album that I think got overlooked a little bit. It was called Ghost in the Machine. And this is your touch of the familiar, Kirsch Calais with Spirits in the Material World from World Beat Canada.
We'll be right back.
try that one with the headphones on, the tabla just going back and forth through your head. It's incredible. That is Kirsch Calais and Spirits in the Material World, a tribute to The Police. From World Beat Canada, Simrit is standing by with some more mesmerizing music. From World Beat Canada, we get our start at 98.3 Roundhouse Radio in Vancouver. My name is Cal Coote. The complexities of our world are challenging the resilience of our species in ways humankind have never experienced in the past. Solace can be found in age-old devotions and meditations. Simrit goes a step further, using a rich sonic palette that crosses continents and spans the ages to soothe the 21st century soul. Thanks for being here, Simrit, and congratulations on Songs of Resilience. How's your tour going?
Thank you for having me, Carol. The tour's going great. We're just kicking it off here in Edmonton,
okay.
Alberta, in snowy winter weather.
Okay.
They have an early winter this year. It's usually their fall time, so we thought we were going to avoid winter this year, but we ended up driving right into it.
Yeah, in Canada, you never know what you're going to get. You know, you can get winter in September as well. How do you see resilience manifesting itself in your music?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, you know, we recorded Songs of Resilience because of the resilience that we notice in humankind. I mean, throughout all the ages and all the lineages that each of us carry in our blood. You know, the lineages are so resilient through, you know, bloodlines and through generations, and humans are so resilient through the way that they continue to live despite and continue to have faith and continue to have hope and continue to stand in solidarity despite of all the things that humans have to go through on this planet. So. In the music, some of this poetry has been passed down from thousands of years ago. So I would say that is resilience right there. And these particular poems, and some of them are chants, and they are really helpful for igniting the spirit and viewing hope and love and, you know, solidarity.
Your art is so global in scope, centuries old, Kirtan traditions, West African drumming and kora, born in Athens, raised in America to a Greek family, learning the Orthodox chants and hymns, falling in love with dreamy Western folk of Lorena McKennett and Jeff Buckley and even roots reggae. People are so locked into the hit machine these days. What do you see as the advantages of having a broad musical exposure?
Oh, there's so many advantages. For one is culture, being exposed to different culture. It's not just really cool and neat and interesting. It's crucial. It's so crucial in us expanding our perspective and learning about how other people do things so that we're more compassionate and more understanding, too, of different culture and different people. And it's just crucial, I think, just to be able to be exposed to different kinds of music from different places in the world. Just really gives us different perspective. It's like schooling, you know, so you're really, I think, strengthening the brain and, you know, strengthening how you see the world. It makes it for really interesting music and really multifaceted music.
Well, multifaceted, I mean, like a diamond, I mean, that's what gives it its sparkle, right? World Beat Canada is on the air with Simrit to talk about her new album of musical innovation and personal devotion. It's called Songs of Resilience. You can step into her world at simritcoremusic.com. That's Simrit, SimritKaurMusic.com. There you'll be greeted by a lovely video for one of the tracks on Songs of Resilience called Pavan Guru. Simrit, what can you tell me about that fabulous headdress in the video and on the album graphics?
Ah, thank you for asking. That headdress is, I had it specifically made for this album, and the inspiration is from the ancient headdresses of the island of Crete, which is a Greek island in between Greece, the mainland of Greece where I was born, and Africa. I have roots in Crete. My father's lineage is from Crete, so... and there were some incredibly advanced societies, over 2,000 years ago, that were run by women, actually, that wore these gorgeous, you know, headdresses that are similar to the one that you see on the video and the album. And I really wanted to tap into my bloodline and my my lineage, my heritage, and everything. So I was inspired. I've been inspired for years about these ancient, advanced, and affluent artistic societies that existed on the island of Crete and in the Minoan civilization. And so I really wanted to adorn myself for this album with one of those. It's not an exact replica of the headdress, but it's a very strong inspiration that comes from the headdresses that the women who sat on these wisdom councils would wear. And they were looked to by the society for their wisdom and their fluency in art and the arts. So that's where it comes from.
Huh. Isn't that interesting that the culture is so sophisticated and it's matriarchal?
Yes, and they didn't have just one queen or one ruler. It was a council of women, which was really cool. I like that, definitely. And the culture had running water and toilets, and it was just a very peaceful society where...
Wow.
As on the mainland, there was war happening.
Mm-hmm.
So people would come to Crete to relax and renew and restore and learn about the arts. And still to this day on the island of Crete, there's so many incredible music schools and, you know, art schools. And it's an amazing place to this day. So
that's fascinating. There's an element of global music that drifts away from the heartbeat of world rhythms and into the realm of New Age and hot yoga. Do you feel like you walk a path between the entranced and the alert, if I can put it that way?
That's an interesting dance because, you know, I also am a yogini and I love the practice of Kundalini yoga. I practice it daily. However, the New Age, quote unquote, style of music never truly appealed to me.
No.
And I grew up playing African drums and in Crete, the island where my father is from, is really close to Africa, so there's a lot of African influence on Crete as well. And so I grew up playing African drums, I grew up listening to African music and African devotional music, Indian devotional music, and I feel so strongly that I wanted to include, I feel like African music and rhythms are in my roots or something, just because I just grew up so strongly loving it and playing it. Yeah, there's a fine line because the world music category sometimes includes so much. But our music, I feel, is true world music in the purest sense because we're literally bringing African instruments and rhythms to the table, and we're using them in the songs. And some of the songs, like the fifth song on the album, is a traditional Manding song from Mali called Miniamba. And my bandmate, Salif, whose teachers are the beloved Tumani and Madhu Chibate from Mali, Grammy-winning core players from an over 700-year lineage. Salif brought his adaptation to Miniamba to the table and we wanted to record it. We kind of walk the edge of both worlds. And I like that. I like that a lot.
Well, I love the kora playing and the juxtaposition of that with like Mellotron, and that's really cool to me. I think that's really neat.
Thank you.
Hey, congratulations on this album and good luck with the rest of the tour. I'd like to say goodbye with the way you say hello on the album, which is the opening track, Prithvi Ha. Can you set this one up for us?
Sure. This is a track that Prithvi Ha means the earth is, Akash Ha means the ethers, the heavens are, and then Guru Ram Das has the realm of the heart. So we synchronize the earth and the ethers and we come into the heart, which is the greatest power on the planet. I mean, we all know that. So that's what this rest of the song is about, and it's a very ancient poem that's thousands of years old. It comes from the northwestern tip of India in the Punjab. That's where these words come from, and the language is Gurmukhi, which I read and write fluently and speak fluently as well, so that I could be authentic in these chants and the pronunciation of these chants as well in these poems. So enjoy, and may it bring you lots of peace and lots of good groove.
Prithvi.
off is right. Lots of space, lots of atmospheres. In the music of Simrit, my thanks to her for joining us for that wonderful interview and some stunning music from her new album, Songs of Resilience. Caracas from Vancouver, an emerging Latin punk band that you should keep your ear on, is in the mix just ahead. This is World Beat Canada. My name is Cal Cote.
Onde o rei chegou de lá. onde a fonte é luminosa, onde é sempre, sempre será.
Sensuous Braziltronics of Luisa Mehta from her new album, which translates to Threads of Memory. That was Porau. And we have another fresh spin to take this all home with Marcus Corbett. He is a British acoustic guitar player who has made many sojourns to the South Asian subcontinent, especially immersing himself in classical Indian music, but he's a guitar player, so he adapts his instrument to the music style. And he's come up with a really neat album. It's called Every Little Spirit. We're going to hear from Marcus Corbett on the way out, but our last word goes to the Nobel Prize winner himself, Bob Dylan. Now, this isn't extremely uplifting in any way, but you know, the guy calls it like he sees it. Bob Dylan said, all the truth in the world adds up to one big lie.
Thank you. Talcopyrite Communications.